All right, it's 521 at WFMD and WFMD.com. Just got a nice call from my buddy Yogi listening in Frederick. Said his radio is broken. I didn't actually know that people still listen on the radio. It's usually, you know, in the palm of your hand, maybe in your car on the way to work. But yeah, Yogi, much love to you, man. Going out to my buddy that's always listening, Yogi in Frederick. 522 at WFMD. The top five at five, the five hottest stories in America. Here we go. The debt ceiling. It's a standoff between the White House and House Republicans, and it's taken another turn this morning. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy wrote a letter to President Biden expressing concern about the stall in negotiations. The White House says Republicans are playing games. It's another game of cat and mouse with Republicans and Democrats.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy wrote a letter to the president pressing him to negotiate.
I think there's a way that we can get this done early, which would help the economy instead of the brinkmanship the president is trying to play.
Republicans want to find a way to cut back on government spending to reduce the national debt. President Biden fired back in his own letter to the speaker, calling on Republicans to present their budget plan. In North Carolina, he called out the GOP for their tactics.
They're putting our economy in jeopardy by threatening to refuse to pay America's bills.
The U.S. actually hit its debt limit back in January, and barring a deal between congressional lawmakers and the White House, a default could occur sometime this summer.
All right, Fox's Kevin Cork reporting, and the Democrats just panic if you threaten to take away funding and cut programs that are unnecessary, don't they? And another thing I got from Kevin's report was, did Biden really write a letter? Is Biden capable of writing a letter? I think not. All right, a staff member of Senator Rand Paul suffered life-threatening injuries after being stabbed in Washington. Republican Kentucky Senator Rand Paul joined Sean Hannity last night to talk about the incident.
I think a lot of us try to talk ourselves into, oh, well, maybe it's not that bad. Maybe it was 3 a.m. in a dark alley. This was broad daylight right outside a restaurant. I think they had just picked up their food, and no one would expect something like this to happen. And it makes all of us, as we walk around D.C., look over our shoulders.
Yeah, it's a dangerous city right now. Maybe for the first time since the 80s, where it was the murder capital of the world. It is a very, very dangerous city. At the time of the stabbing, the suspect that was taken into custody had been out of prison for one day after a 12-year sentence for pimping. It's 524 at WFMD and WFMD.com, the top five at five. At a contentious budget hearing, the Pentagon's top official accused Congress of playing a dangerous game by holding up more than 150 officer promotions, effectively holding the department hostage as a means to protest policies they don't like. Fox's Jennifer Griffin is with us this morning. She has more on what was discussed at the budget hearing at the Pentagon.
Senator Tommy Tuberville has placed the hold to protest the Pentagon's policy to reimburse travel for female service members who need abortions not offered in the state where they are deployed. The block nominations affect a pipeline of officers, including the next head of the Navy, Marine Corps, and 73 and four-star officers preparing to deploy.
Almost 1 in 5 of our troops are women. Almost 80,000 of our women are stationed in places where they don't have access to non-covered reproductive health care.
Senator Chuck Schumer and Democrats accused Tuberville of holding the military hostage for domestic political gain.
That's Fox's Jennifer Griffin reporting from the Pentagon. Now we're worried about abortions in the military and not actually defending the United States. Where are we at? League meetings continued for the NFL Tuesday, with team owners voting on a variety of proposals for the new season.
NFL owners rejecting a proposal from the Los Angeles Rams that sought to allow roughing the passer penalties to be subject to replay review. That led the Detroit Lions to withdraw a similar proposal that sought for challenging all personal fouls. Among the approved proposals Tuesday, one from the NFL's competition committee, making tripping a personal foul and a 15-yard penalty, and a proposal by the Philadelphia Eagles that would permit players to sport jerseys with the number zero. Hours after that approval, Jacksonville Jaguars receiver Calvin Ridley announced he'll be wearing zero next season.
All right, that's Fox's Matt Napolitano, and that's going to do it for the top five at five, the five hottest stories in America, as chosen by yours truly. Bob Miller coming up at 6:10. We have Chris Murray at 5:50 with the first look at business. I'm Ryan Hedrick, and now we go to traffic and weather together on the sevens right here on the Talk of Mid-Maryland. By the way, if you see an accident or an incident on the way to work, hit me on the text line 301-694-9363. 301-694-WFMD at 527.
930 WFMD, business update.
All right, 549 at WFMD. We welcome Chris Murray to the show for the first time this morning as we take a look at the wild, wild world of business. And of course, Chris is the president of Murray Financial Group in downtown Frederick and the host of Your Financial Editor, a show you can hear on Saturdays. And I don't think I received the list from you this morning, Chris. I could be wrong with my email inbox, but tell us what the markets did yesterday.
Yeah, they were a little bit lower yesterday, Ryan. Nothing major, but we saw the Dow lose 37 points, the S&P 500 lose 6 points, and the NASDAQ was down 52 points yesterday. So, like I said, not anything major, but it was a little bit of a negative tone. We see things are positive here in pre-market so far, positive over in Europe. And also, when you look in over in Asia, they were mixed for the night.
When you look at the debt ceiling, let's talk about this for a minute, because we aired a story about Kevin McCarthy talking about the debt ceiling. And, of course, Republicans want to cut the debt by cutting programs that are unnecessary. But Democrats won't budge on this, Chris. They never will acknowledge the elephant in the room, which is the overspending, which led to the inflation, the American Rescue Plan, the Inflation Reduction Act, the infrastructure bill. I mean, all of this stuff stockpiled on each other means that we're at record high inflation. Democrats will not budge on negotiations with McCarthy, will they?
Well, yeah, you know, the thing is, as McCarthy's trying to keep it simple to let people know we don't have a revenue problem because the Treasury's taking in massive amounts of tax collections. They're up. So it's not like, you know, the government isn't receiving taxes due by the taxpayer, by the worker. It's the spending problem. So he says it's not a revenue problem. It's a spending problem. You just alluded to the fact that this administration over the last couple of years has just been insane with the amount of spending. And, of course, a lot of it is foolishness. Some of it's necessary. We all get that as far as certain things the government has to spend money on. But then you look at all the wasteful spending, the pet projects, in a sense, the money laundering through climate initiatives and grants and things of that nature. That's where you're just saddling the American taxpayer, their children, their grandchildren, and so on for many, many years to come because of that spending.
Yeah, and just a warning, do not go to the debt clock, the real-time debt clock. You will be, you know, it puts things in perspective. It's a reality check, but we're talking about the real-time debt clock anybody can view. But, you know, it does give you a sense of how much debt per person you're responsible for, and it makes you angry.
Yeah, it does, and it's very intimidating to a lot of people, and that's why they stay away from it, because, you know, it's hard to wrap your arms around trillions and trillions of dollars in debt. And then, of course, you know, the spending that's been passed and the budgets that's been proposed, once it's scored, they're saying that it's going to add trillions more to the debt than what we were originally told. So, you know, Janet Yellen slipped the other day and basically said that higher taxes are included in their plans. It was a Freudian slip. So, I mean, we already knew that, but, you know, she made that mistake. So that's not helpful for their cause either.
All right. Chris, what are you watching on this hump day Wednesday for us?
We have mortgage apps, oil inventory data, and pending home sales.
All right. Thank you very much, Chris Murray. We'll catch up next hour when the morning mayor checks in. Thank you, sir.